Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well.
Jim Croce died way too young. A giant of the music industry. Terry with Trim Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us, I believe he's on the water at Boyd Lake, is Brad Peterson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry. Yep, we are on the water right now.
You know, you can tell me in a bit how you're doing, but one of the things we've been talking about today is the fact that, you know, in a normal year, we've had some high water years. We've been pretty fortunate the last couple. We started with the lakes and the reservoirs full this year, but now we're seeing more of a normal, hot, dry July. The farmers are pulling water. The water's dropping. It creates mud lines. It pulls fish off the banks. Are you seeing a big change in the fish activity?
You know, I'm starting to see it, but we've got kind of a unique dynamic going on at Boyd right now, and Boyd actually, at this time of year, is actually failing a little bit right now. They're taking water out of some of the lakes upstream to put it in Boyd, so it's not affecting Boyd as much as it is some of the others. Now, I talked with the park ranger out there at Jackson yesterday, and he said they're looking, they're dropping real fast, and they expect to be closing that ramp in the next week or two. So if
wow.
you're wanting to get out east and get in some of the fishing on those bodies of water, you know, you're going to need to do it definitely by August 10th, or a lot of those places you're not going to be able to launch a boat in.
And some of the fishing, you know, people think of these are the dog days of summer because the fish pull off a structure, especially those eastern lakes, the bait fish have hatched and the fish are suspending. And I'm hearing stories of big wipers on some of these lakes that people might want to get after. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, they've had two wipers at Jackson over 30 inches in the last 10 days or
wow.
so. But outside of that, I haven't talked to anyone that's been on the water. I was there about 2 weeks ago, and the walleye bite was decent, but the wiper bite was still a little spotty. And, you know, so I'm not sure about that. Sterling, I was out there about a week ago, and Sterling had a decent bite going on. Surprisingly, there were still some fish shallow, but it's dropping about 6 inches a day. So I would expect those fish to get out suspended. And then yesterday out here at Boyd, we caught a, you know, pretty good 14, 15-inch rainbow, and it was spitting up a bunch of shad, and all of them were about an inch and a half long, and that matches almost exactly with, like, a number four size crankbait. So if you're wanting to get out and do some trolling, if you want to match the hatch, you know, try a number four, or if you're wanting to kind of stand out from the crowd, you might want to go with something just a little bit bigger, maybe a size seven that doesn't look like everything else natural that's swimming around out there.
All right, so what are you hearing on some of the other lakes like Jumbo, maybe Pruitt? Are people still catching fish? Are the ramps still open?
Pruitt, last I checked about a week ago, the ramp was still open. A few people are catching fish, you know, out there doing the suspended thing. Same with Jumbo. The fish have pulled off the shoreline. You might find a few fish out there in the out there on the middle hump at Jumbo. I do know there's a pretty good trolling bite going on at Union right now. Horsetooth, as you probably know, being up in your neck of the woods, is dropping almost a foot a day. So the shoreline bite there is almost non-existent. The fish have pulled out to the deep structure or suspended. I do know some people are getting some fish trolling at night, some larger walleyes using stick baits, imitating the smelt. So there is that potential bite going on.
I did post an article that I wrote for the Denver Post on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, yesterday about the dropping water and the lakes in the area and how it can create mud lines. and how that affects the fish and how it affects the fishermen too. So people who want to fish these lakes like Horsetooth with the dropping water may want to take a look at that article. It's a column I wrote actually a couple of years ago. We were going through a similar situation. So you're on Boyd. What's going on there?
You know, Boyd, there still is a bait bite going on in kind of that 15-foot depth range or so. There's some people still catching fish trolling at about that depth. Boyd can be hard to get out on those suspended fish just because of the boat traffic that goes on in the lake. And so, you know, we've been catching, we've been out here the last 2 days, and I've caught largemouth, smallmouth, bluegill, perch, walleye, and even some trout. So a good variety of fish are biting out here. And this is a time of year that you can, you know, run into some of the better size walleye and bass. The bass, there's a few out on the deeper weed edge, and some are up real tight to the flooded wood cover. And if you want to go pitch in there, that's good. Trout are really high in the water column. So if you want to get out real early in the morning, you can try either pulling planer boards, or if you're fishing from shore, pitching a spinner. The little shad are up shallow. So you get them up there until the boat traffic starts kicking in. And then I have not seen much going on for the white bass yet. Saw a couple boils about a week ago, and I haven't seen any since then. So the white bass, you would think, would start getting up here on some of these shad, but they haven't really started yet.
And when those white bass do start, assuming they're not having a down cycle, the action can be phenomenal. In fact, I've gone out and floated around just in the middle of the lake looking for boils, and just cast small crankbaits to those boils for the white bass. And you talked about the trout being up. There was one day out there doing that I actually caught more trout up on top chasing the shad than I did white bass. Sounds like that's kind of what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, we had a funny one yesterday. We were bringing in about a 17, 18-inch walleye, and there right behind it was a 12-inch trout following it up. I went to net the walleye and almost got the trout that was just following the walleye up at the same time. So,
yeah,
you know, the trout are kind of spread all over the water column right now. And you're going to pick some up pretty much doing anything. I wouldn't say there's any really great pattern to go target a bunch of them, but you definitely can go out there and catch, you know, a few here and there and make for a fun addition to your trip.
Last question, if you haven't seen much of the white bass on the surface, any indication they might be schooled where you could go after them with spoons or jigging wraps or something?
I have not seen them. I've been looking for them to do that, and I have not seen them yet. And most of the shad are staying pretty shallow, less than 10 feet. So I'm guessing that maybe the white bass are up there real shallow, and you just aren't marking them with your depth finder.
All right, Brad, if people want more information or to book a trip, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is Brad Peterson Outdoors on Facebook, or give me a call at 303-829-3998. We do still have some availability in August coming up.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
Good, tight lines. We'll talk to you soon. He's a great resource, Brad. By the way, we talked about the white bass on Boyd Reservoir. I did a show out there a few years ago where we threw little topwaters when those white bass did show up. And when they show up on the surface and they're busting shad, it's almost a fish on every cast. We were out there filming a television show. It probably took us less than an hour. We kept fishing. But the action was so incredible. And you can find that episode on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. Shows you exactly how we approached Boyd Lake for those white bass when they turned on. And it can be one of the most fun bites in Colorado. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the folks at Colorado Clays, and we're going to talk some shooting. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.